The fact that both sisters would now say that they are religious may not even be particularly significant, considering that a majority of Americans consider themselves religious in Hamer's sense. Natalie Angier, reviewing Lawrence Wright's Twins and What They Tell Us About Who We Are, 1998, for the New York Times, notes, "The stories fed to a fascinated public are rife with tales of reunited twins, like the famous cases of James Lewis and James Springer, who had each married and divorced women named Linda and then remarried women named Betty. What the public doesn't hear of are the many discrepancies between the twins. I know of two cases in which television producers tried to do documentaries about identical twins reared apart, but then found the twins so distinctive in personal style, one talky and outgoing, the other shy and insecure, that the shows collapsed of their own unpersuasiveness." Anthropologist Barbara J. King notes as well that siblings should not be assumed to have the same life experiences just because they grow up in the same household. One sister's younger years may coincide with a period of parental marital harmony, while the other's may intersect with a prolonged divorce that stresses the whole family. Or perhaps one sister merely encounters a certain inspirational teacher or well-loved book that the other does not. Non-shared experiences like these heap contingency upon contingency as each girl develops. In the end, the two sisters may essentially grow up in divergent emotional environments, and as a result make very different choices about the role of spirituality in their lives. Obviously, both similarities and differences that are not related to age, such as the influence of specific teachers and books, would affect identical twins as much as fraternal twins and sibs. They may similarly confound genetic interpretations of the ability to have spiritual experiences. Minimal evidence and many qualifications. In an interview, Hamer told BeliefNet that the God gene refers to the fact that humans inherit a predisposition to be spiritual, to reach out and look for a higher being. No one will likely dispute that in principle. But to what extent is such a predisposition simply an outcome of a human level of intelligence rather than linked to any specific genes? In the end, Hamer's thesis dies the death of minimal evidence aggravated by 1,000 qualifications. Carl Zimmer has noted, "The time for writing pop sci books about the discovery of a God gene is after scientists publish their results in a peer-reviewed journal, after the results are independently replicated, and after any hypotheses about the adaptive value of the gene or genes have been tested."